Darcy Moore, your client,
whoa,
as a replacement, whoa, for Alex Rance. What say you? And then I let the wisp loose.
Well, they haven't, and at this stage, even mentioned Darcy Moore and a substantial offer, but that's
at
okay.
At this stage, have you spoken to Richmond about Darcy Moore?
No, I haven't.
Disappointing.
Are you still in negotiations with Collingwood,
yes,
about Darcy,
yes,
Moore?
Yes, yes, yes.
How far down the track are you? Do you think?
Yeah, we caught up again the other week. We still got a bit of work to do.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be smart here, but
no, I think you are.
No, no. when you say you've still got a little bit of work to do, what does that actually mean for people out there that
are
listening?
Well, it means we're negotiating, which means it's nowhere near over the line.
Right. Okay. And would you be looking for a long-term deal with Darcy Moore?
I'll see what it looks like, go through it with Dar, see what he's comfortable with, and we'll take it from there. I'm not going to go into detail about how many years we want.
I know that.
We're not going to put on the table that we want X amount of years because we'll just wait and see.
See, Scotty Pendlebury did a one-year deal extension yesterday. He now thinks that he'll be doing one-year rolling deals forever until the day that he retires. But all that has also been prefaced around they're trying to make sure that there's enough room there to be able to sign somebody like a Darcy Moore. So my point is, are there other marbles that need to drop around this for Collingwood to get to that point where they're able to give you a firm offer on Darcy Moore?
Well, there is. I mean, I'm talking to Ned Guy all the time, the list manager. Him and I got a fantastic relationship. So I think there are other things happening. There's obviously the Dane Beam situation. So there are a number of things that they're trying to do at the moment. I get all that. So I'm appreciate what a job they've got to do to fit in Darcy and Jordan Ngoi. So,
but it's incumbent upon you as a manager, you'll listen to anything. I mean, if Richmond came to you and said, hey, want to talk about Darcy Moore, you'd listen.
I listen to every person that speaks to me when it comes to interest in my players. Yeah.
What would you say to Tom Brown, who said that he understands the Tigers have or will make a substantial indicative offer?
I'll just say to you, they haven't. Whether they will or not, Tom, your guess is better than mine.
So half of that you've put to bed, that they haven't made any offer whatsoever or even discussed Darcy Moore with you.
No, not at this stage, but it doesn't mean they won't. No, which obviously because Alex Rance is...
Makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense.
He's finished. Perfect sense. He's still on the list though, isn't he, Alex Rance?
Yeah, he is.
He still sits on the list.
He could come back. That's right. Anyway. Well, that's disappointing.
Tony Brown, he's a journalist. I get all that. He's got to ask the questions, and that's all well and good.
And that's okay.
Is that the first time you've heard that?
No, I haven't. I've heard it. A couple of people asked me about that for probably the best part of 2 months.
About Richmond?
Just about Richmond, along with other clubs that have sort of said that they've apparently got interest. So,
And Jordan Ngoi, we talked to you about this last week about the fact that he's out there looking for a new management company.
He's any great rush.
Any movement, though, on that?
No, I've met with him. He's a good young bloke, actually. But
is he different than the picture that's painted of him, Jordan Ngoi?
He's a good fellow. I enjoyed the chat we had with him, but I don't know where he's at with decision-making. I've got no idea.